In God's court,
would you be found guilty?
Jesus said there'll be persecution.
I'm taking God's law back into our
You
hands.
Have your God-given right to talk about your
it's
God.
It's time for God's people
this
to
show
stand up.
Is dedicated to you.
We are the army of God. We'll dare to discuss what most churches never will, and strive always to speak the truth in love. We are watchmen, warriors, victors.
I hear a different drum.
Together, we will fight the good fight and finish strong. This is David Hebner Live.
We are the army of God. We march forward. We win the battle. We have won. We know how the story ends. Okay. But Jesus said, Matthew 24:9, he said, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and to be put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Let me say that again. He said, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. All right, let's talk about this. Not everyone will be handed over. Not everyone will be put to death. We don't know who, we don't know how, we don't know when, but we are an army. You know, when you have an army, if you watch the movie The Patriot, where you had the blues marching against the reds, right? The frontline men were the ones that usually took the hit. But the ones in back of them were the ones that delivered the final blow to the enemy. My guest tonight, he started a organization called the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus. Brad, you with me there, buddy?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you, for David, for letting me on the program. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you on board, brother. All right, now listen, Brad, they tried to close the churches down. And this is just the first attack. And you and I haven't talked about any of this because I like to let the Holy Spirit just lead the way. But I believe this is just the first attack to see how far they can go, requiring, you know, the different things they required. Now they're letting things go. What say you on this? Do you think they're going to come against us again in another way, or do you think this is a one-time event?
I think they'll come against us in another way. As far as this shutting down of churches is concerned, I don't believe they have the votes on the Supreme Court to do what they did again. This is partially because of President Donald Trump's appointment of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. We clearly have five justices who believe churches and worship services are essential, and they've ruled very clearly that they can't discriminate against churches. In fact, we had a major case, David, as you may well know, where we took it all the way to the Supreme Court and against Governor Gavin Newsom of California and Santa Clara County. They were treating churches terribly. They said you couldn't open, and yet a pot shop can open, a liquor store can open. Well, the Supreme Court granted an emergency injunction that we requested, and in just 3 days, which was miraculous.
It all happens first in California, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's my first question. Is it a beta test? Do they kind of test it out there and see what they can do? My second question is, why are you in California? Because I know you are. So there you go.
Well, that's good questions. Yeah, California is very much a beta test, but they're very confident when they push things in California that they can carry it out. Like, for example, the sex ed curriculum. It's radical leftist sexuality all the way down to the kindergarten level. In fact, we at PGI have a video, 45-minute long video, explicitly showing, it's mature audiences only, what they're exactly showing to these young children all the way through high school. And now it's been adopted by the Fort Worth Unified School District in Texas, places in the Midwest. That's their modus operandi. Why am I here in California? Well, I actually went to Texas A&M University and University of Texas School of Law. But I came back to California and to visit my folks who had moved out back to California. And while I was there, everything just sort of happened, and I ended up doing this work, and then 5 years later started Pacific Justice Institute, to fill a major void on the West Coast. And now the good news is we have offices all across the United States, 15 attorneys and 11 offices from New York City to Orange County, California, from Seattle to Miami, Florida, and places in between. So we're very encouraged. We want to make it so that Satan has no place to go for vacation in the United States of America. And that's what we intend to do as we open these new offices.
When we come back, I'm going to be asking Brad, what about parental rights? What does he see happening now and on the horizon of taking away parental rights or the assault on parental rights? More specifically, your ability to raise your child the way that God has given you the mind of Christ to raise your child. When we come back, we're going to talk about this and more. Stay with me.
Everybody is someone's last evangelist.
You bring out what the other churches don't bring out.
10 million ritually abused people.
Yes, you expose things that they don't talk about.
I just want to say thank you to David for making these videos because he's made people aware of what's going on.
It's not the lukewarm church that's going to awaken. They're going to think, oh, the New World Order is wonderful. This is what we've been praying for.
A demon could take on the form of an alien. You know, okay. Satan can masquerade himself as an angel of light.
Okay. They get into people and cause people to do blood sacrifices and do all these demonic things.
You talk about what other pastors, so-called ministers, don't talk about.
I'm just so grateful for the work that you have done. So thankful for everything that you're doing and fighting for us in Hollywood.
Stop playing church. It's time to be the church.
David Heavener Investigates is proud to bring you End Times Investigations, a new DVD series containing over 8 hours of interviews, commentaries, and teaching on Illuminati and the New World Order, Satanism, miracles and healings, the Antichrist, and one world religion. David interviews some of the top experts in their field.
Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm proud to bring you this brand new DVD collection, End Times Investigations.
David reveals how the media is working hand in hand with the Antichrist system. Order now and receive this special DVD collection. Equip yourself and your family. Text BONUS to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006. Text BONUS to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006.
Hey everybody, David here. So good to be with you. Hey, we have this new End Times DVD. I want you to pick it up. It's got all my friends on it, Ella Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, John Wells, Josh Peck. We talk about Satanism and demonic powers, Illuminati, the New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy. You can get that if you'll just text the word BONUS to 41444, the word BONUS to 41444, or you can go to davidheavener.tv/order. And hey, if you want to get the Legalized Jesus t-shirt and the mug, you need to go right now to our text chosen to 91999, or again, davidheavener.tv/chosen. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. Tonight, we're talking to Brad Dacus. Brad, I want to ask you about parents. You know, there's so many parents now taking hits. They're so afraid. We homeschooled our kids, and there was a time, especially in California, where we were heading for the hills because they were coming after homeschoolers. I mean, it's in so many directions. What do you see as the biggest assault right now on parental rights?
Well, it's on several fronts. First, we hit on social workers taking children. We've seen that that's increasing more and more. The Department of Health and Human Services in a study not that long ago declared that that it's actually better for children to be in a moderately abusive home than to be taken from families and put into foster care. Just statistically, children are actually better off. And yet the reason they're taking kids, it's not because the kids have bruises and are being hit in the face by their mom or their dad or not being fed. What we've noticed, we have a number of case examples where they tried to take the child because the child said they want to, the 13-year-old says she wants to change her gender. She wants to be a boy. The parents aren't willing to applaud that. The parents saying, no, you need to get counseling. We're not going to salute that. We had a case involving like a 16-year-old girl wanting to be a boy. And we went into juvenile court, and they were going to do the procedure. They were going to take the child away. And we were able to prevail in the case. And the girl at the end of the day said, you know, actually, I think I changed my mind. I think I still want to stay a girl. That's the kind of tragedy we're seeing implemented throughout California. We're going to see blue states across the country adopt those kind of policies. They call it also religious abuse, where you have parents and families with beliefs that don't go along with the sexuality, the sexual lifestyles, or the gender identity that their young 12 or 13-year-old or 8-year-old are espousing. It's very concerning, and it's unfortunately becoming very dangerous in some states like California to raise a family. In fact, children who are in public school are very much more vulnerable just because of that. The teacher will hear the girl talking to some kid about wanting to maybe change her gender or wanting to come out, so to speak, and about their homosexual feelings, and then turn it into a lifestyle. Teacher reports to the school counselor calls a social worker spontaneously will take the child and do subsequent interviews with the parents. Unless the parents know what to say, they lose that child. We've given emergency counseling that have saved children from being wrongfully taken by zealous leftist social workers. And mind you, they get $8,000. That little county agency for a social worker agency, they get $8,000 for every head they take from families. $8,000 federal dollars.
That's right in line with COVID. Every time you report a COVID case with the hospital, they get $25,000. You're telling me the Department of Social Services gets $8,000. They're headhunters for every child that they recruit.
Right, and I've talked to social workers who are Christians who said, you know, they're upset because they're told they're not taking enough kids, not meeting their quotas, so to speak. So, and it's very aggravating for them because they realize there's some great families and they don't want to take the kids from great families. So that's one of the problems. Now, we have an excellent resource on our website called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or Social Workers. It's a free resource on our website, pji.org. Just click Parents. And there you can, it'll be there as one of the listed resources under that section. Or they can click up at the top, they'll see resources, they can click there too. Yeah. So that's a major challenge right there. Another one is dealing with, you know, kids getting the jab or being told they have to have the jab in order to go back to school. Well, we at Pacific Justice have a great resource involving that. It's a Q&A that they can download as well to empower parents dealing with a mandatory jab in order for the child to go back to school. We also help employees in those situations, as well as the community in general. That's a major challenge, though, for parents to protect their children from an experimental jab, if you will. And
want to interrupt you, but let's stop on that. Is this something you think is going to be mandatory? Or are you going to be able to stand against it and against any kind of laws they try to pass to make it mandatory? What say you on that?
Yeah, we talk about this in our legal research on the Q&A that I talked about much, much more thoroughly. And we're going to talk about it on this Thursday as well at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our Zoom. But basically, I do think school districts are going to mandate it, particularly in blue states, dark blue cities and blue states, if you will. If they do, their parents do have some defenses, and we talk about those. One is a religious objection. Another one is a medical objection under the Americans with Disabilities Act, not the state exemption, but the federal exemption, which actually has more teeth to it. And then you even have the other defense of the child having the antibodies already. The majority of kids that have been exposed to this virus, they don't even know it, and they have the antibodies, and that's a whole other defense. For kids going to college, I give counsel to a mother dealing with a kid being required to have the jab at a private college, and we gave counsel on that as well. Yeah. So that's very important. Parents need to know their rights.
Okay, great. You were going to the next point before I interrupted you.
Oh, yeah. And this is really important because public schools have been a huge disappointment for parents. The radical sexuality material that's coming in with the CRT, critical race theory, parents are just dumbfounded with how not just leaning to the left, it's how radicalized to the left their children, the indoctrination, the brainwashing is quickly spreading. The good news is that, you know, we at PJI have defended the rights of parents to homeschool on their own. We've also defended private schools. However, many parents, the hardcore reality is they can't afford a private school. And on the alternative, they can't homeschool because either A, they're both working, or B, it's a single parent family. And for whatever reason, they don't want to move out of the state to a friendlier state, what we call a freedom state, like Texas, Tennessee, et cetera, red states are more freedom conscious. So we now have a new answer, and that's called church parent homeschool co-ops. And this is where parents and churches all across America get together at a church, and they form these co-ops where they work cooperatively together to teach the kids, to tutor the kids. And there's four different methodologies that they can do this. It's not starting a private school, so churches don't have to worry about all the bureaucracy of starting a private school. But it's just parents working together. So we have a resource that talks about four different ways this can be done. And our pastor church liaison is available to help churches and groups of parents form these co-ops. It's a great opportunity. We already have about over 10% of parents have pulled their kids out of public schools since the beginning of the pandemic, and particularly in blue states and in blue cities like LA, Los Angeles, wow. San Francisco.
Wow.
That is awesome. But if they start mandating the jab, like we think, we're going to see another wave. Well, this is a great opportunity to form these church parent homeschool co-ops in churches small and large across America, and really empower parents like never before, and basically save, if you will, a large remnant, millions, from this massive spiritual genocide that is right now in process, taking place in government schools across the country. Most government schools, I can say now, unfortunately, across the country.
Absolutely. We get back, I'm gonna ask Brad about America and how does it connect it to Nazi Germany. You're watching David Heavener Live. We'll be right back.
They've made many, many movies about aliens, but the question is, are they angelic or demonic?
Why don't they want to acknowledge the supernatural?
The seminary education today, that when pastors are being trained, there's no emphasis on the supernatural, even though the Bible's a supernatural book.
As in the days of Noah, so it will be.
Yeah. And it goes down to, well, what is their ultimate purpose? Inaugurate the Antichrist.
Brad, right now I'm hearing the big boys, the deep state, saying, don't worry about the soul of America or the world. We'll take care of the soul of the world, of America. We should be very concerned about that, right?
Oh, we definitely should. You know, some people ask about how involved churches should be, what limitations and restrictions should be placed upon the church. And we should learn from history that's a very dangerous position, to put restrictions and limitations on the speech of the church, because really what they're talking about is putting restrictions upon the conscience of the nation. We need there to be that protection with regards to religious institutions and ministries to be able to proclaim their heart, their convictions, the truth, and to do so without fear of being arrested or prosecuted. Do you know right now we at PJI, 30% of our cases, about 30% of our cases are criminal defense cases. And what we're, and those are defending people who have something in common. They're all in ministry, and they're all doing the same thing. They're being prosecuted for evangelizing, proclaiming the gospel in public places that they're protected by the First Amendment to do.
And it's criminal. They're facing criminal charges,
right.
Brad, right?
Right. And yeah, we just had a victory out of Miami. I've had a case out of San Antonio, Texas, El Paso, Dallas. We've had them in Maryland, Michigan, all over the country, because of a growing hostility, particularly in blue cities, with politicians who dominate the police force and pressure them to silence Christians and people of faith.
Now, what states, for those preachers who want to give up and wimp out and go to a safe state, what are some of the good states or the, you know, safer states? You mentioned Texas, you mentioned Tennessee. Any other ones on your list?
Yeah, generally, those states with a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, those are pretty safe states. I mean, that's the general rule. So the South, the Midwest, those are states that have faith-friendly legislation, are more likely to adopt and protect parental rights. Like Oklahoma has the most progressive parental rights protections of any state in the country, which is interesting saying progressive at the same time as saying Oklahoma. But
I want you guys to really support Brad and pray for him. Also, I want you to support his Pacific Justice Institute in whatever way that you can. Pray for them. And also stay as a follower, right, Brad? They can follow you. They can be part of your group, your entourage, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're on Facebook still.
Yeah, right.
Still, we have other resources. We have a radio show which goes out on hundreds of stations. They can get information on our website about that and our commentary. And yeah. So we're here to get out that information. And most importantly, people want to know we're here to defend them without charge. And we're very unique, David, that we don't just cherry pick a few cases, high profile cases. We work hard to make sure no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. So people should never hesitate to give us a call.
Wow. You know, Brad, I'm doing a TV series called The Last Evangelist. It's kind of, I call it CSI meets the Book of Revelation. I play a cop, and my job is to bust underground churches if you're not registered. So until God touches me and I end up with a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, out after the Antichrist. But we cover everything that you defend people on. So I'm kind of doing what you're doing, but I'm doing it through a television series. So we got to talk sometime, because maybe I can just pick your brain and get episodes from you, you know?
Oh, we have lots of episodes for you, I guarantee you. And I even preach at churches quite a bit. Anyway, I can give you a lot of information.
That'd be great, Brad. It's Brad Dacus. He's with the Pacific Justice Institute nonprofit legal defense organization. They defend the defenseless. They defend, it's biblical. That's what we need to do. All right. Please, if you'd like to become a partner in the ministry, just again, text the word. I love this word chosen. I really do. The 91999, and consider being a partner in the ministry. Or you can go to davidhebner.tv/order. I thank you. I thank God for you. Okay, we're going underground after this, but just remember, you've never really lived until you found someone worth dying for. That's God. See you next week.